Okay, this one is very exploring next of us. Why every AI agent decision needs a receipt is such a normal sentence that somehow still feels slightly unhinged.
And annoyingly, it's right on the money. If an agent touched code, a browser, or a deploy path, the output alone is basically a guess with better typography.
Exactly. And I like that the article isn't pretending the answer is some grand new agent brain. It's saying, show me the evidence packet, show me what it saw, what it ran, what it compared, and why it stopped there.
Right, because the real failure mode is fluent nonsense. A model can sound certain, pass a shallow check, and still have no stable link to the thing it claims to have verified.
How's your week going, by the way? You look like you slept in a checkout line.
Car read. Fine, actually. Just enough caffeine to be functional, which is probably the exact wrong state to read agent verification articles in.
That's the ideal state for this show, though. Slightly underrested, mildly suspicious, and somehow still opening the tab anyway.
Yeah, that's our brand now. Anyway, the useful part here is that receipts turn agent behavior into something you can replay. Not trust, replay. Those are very different things.
And that matters to a product person, because users do not care about your model poetry. They care whether the thing can explain itself when it breaks, especially if it made a decision on their behalf.
Exactly. The article's strongest argument is really about boundary control. For cloud-native or code-running agents, verification is a runtime problem, not a post-hoc vibe check.
Right, and that's the part that feels practical. If the agent ran a test, modified a file, or queried a service, the receipt should tell you the inputs and the verification path. Otherwise, you're just shipping mystery meat.
And the article is at its best when it avoids pretending this is universal. A receipt for a shell command agent is not the same as a receipt for a writing assistant. Same idea, very different overhead.
That's the bit I'd push on a little. Some teams are going to hear this and bolt on a whole ceremonial audit layer before they have a user problem worth solving. Very platform launch, nobody ask for energy.
Sure, but the opposite mistake is worse. People keep asking agents to run code while treating the execution trail like optional decor. That's how you get green check marks that mean nothing.
Ha! Okay, fair. And this is where I think the article lands a real punch. Receipts are not for impressing other engineers. They're for making agent work adoptable without everyone crossing your fingers.
Yeah, if you want anyone to use these systems in anger, you need a way to answer. What exactly did it do? And why should I believe that result? Without that, every demo stays a demo.
And because we're apparently doing episode 699 of this podcast, I have to say it, that is such an exploring next take, but it's also just the boring truth.
Unfortunately, yes, the boring truth wins again. I don't think every agent needs a museum exhibit of its thoughts, but the decision trail has to be there when the thing matters.
So who should actually care? Anyone shipping agentic dev tools, infra automation, or anything that can change state without a human staring at it the whole time?
And the people who should be nervous are the ones selling "it just works," as if traceability is somebody else's problem. It isn't. The receipt is part of the product.
Okay, Draco, that's a little too clean for you. I was expecting at least one dramatic sigh about benchmark theater.
Oh, I have plenty of those. But this article isn't benchmark theater. It's more like, if your agent can't show its work, you don't actually know what shipped.
Yeah, that's the line. All right, come on. Let's stop pretending we're being profound on a Thursday and go read something else.